Thank you very much, Madam Vice President. Madam Vice President, Excellencies, I am pleased to welcome you to Ireland's third cycle review under the Universal Periodic Review process. Ireland greatly values the UPR as a unique and constructive process for states to monitor domestic human rights situations. I wish to thank the delegations for their active engagement. We are honoured that 105 states will intervene in the UPR of Ireland and look forward to hearing their recommendations. I also wish to thank the Secretariat for their assistance in preparing for Ireland's review. We look forward to the continued collaboration with them and with the Troika throughout this review process. Ireland recognises that human rights must be at the heart of our work for a fairer, more just, more secure, and more sustainable world. We are committed to the central place of human rights in our domestic and foreign policy. We are actively engaged at the Human Rights Council on a wide range of issues, with a particular focus on civil society space and on the issue of reprisals. As an elected member of the UN Security Council, Ireland has continued to engage in its work with a principled and human rights focus. We are proud of our human rights record and the steps we continue to take to protect and promote human rights domestically and on the international stage. In a constructive spirit, we also recognise room for further improvement and learning in our engagement with human rights issues. We therefore look forward to the UN member states' recommendations and to engagement with civil society on implementing these recommendations. Our commitment to the UPR process is demonstrated by the large high-level delegation joining this review virtually from Dublin. I am particularly pleased to welcome the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Roderick O'Gorman, as head of the delegation, who will outline the significant developments in Ireland since our last review. I thank the Vice President and distinguished delegates again for their participation today, and I pass the floor now to Minister O'Gorman.